I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's time. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. If you want to appear on the show, be part of the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And, of course, you can get us on social media at Bart and Hahn on Twitter and Instagram. Bart, how was your weekend? Happy March. Happy Women's History Month.
Ooh, Women's
closer
History
to
Month.
Spring.
We go right from Black History Month to Women Appreciation Month.
There we go. Well, Women's
About
History.
Damn time. I love me
Women's
some
History
women.
Month. Yeah.
I love me
See,
some women.
You got that. You got my 5-year-old daughter, Callie, her first hockey practice yesterday.
Trailblazer.
Man. Wearing her pinkalicious jersey and her ponytail hanging out the back, just beast moding the boys. It was a lot of fun.
Have you taught her how to properly slash without getting a penalty? How to just tap that wrist just a little bit. Check out.
Her older brother is the goon in the family. I'm going to let her be the skill player.
Gotcha.
I'm going to let her be the goal scorer. That's what I'd like to see.
It was just awesome to watch.
It's awesome to watch as a dad. I went through 18 years of my son of watching him play hockey, boys. It's all like, boy kind of thing. But to see your daughter out there with the boys competing the way she – even at 5, it's like there's an extra pride to it, man. There's just something special about it. So anyways, but it was a good weekend. It was a wild weekend in the NBA, that's for sure.
It is.
Look, the Lakers finally get it back on track. They blow out the Warriors last night. LeBron James was fantastic. 117-91, blowout. You got Luka Doncic and a lot of talk now about him as he's starting to get the magic going. How about Giannis and the Bucks and what they're doing? Now they're on a roll, maybe trying to answer some of the questions about whether or not they're still championship caliber.
I love getting knocked down. I love adversity. I want to show you guys.
We learn from this. Hey, whatever it takes. But you're just starting to see, as we're getting close to the halfway point of the NBA season.
What does that mean?
Some of the teams are starting to, kind of.
Cream rises to the top. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
It's one of those things.
And the conferences are starting to set up now. You're starting to kind of see, who the better teams are and who some contenders are. And it's a wild weekend, man. A lot of things to talk about in the NBA. There's no doubt about it.
But is it funny how, sneaky good the 76ers are and how great – Joel Embiid is playing, and nobody really kind of talks about him the way that they supposed to, because we're always talking about Giannis and talking about how they're not performing, how they missed their window, or we're talking about the Nets. I feel like the story that we don't talk about.
Never talk about the Sixers,
We never talk about the Sixers. We never really see him on primetime TV, and all of a sudden, are you telling
Except
me
Except when Ben
that
Simmons
Schroeder-
hits a – You see when Ben Simmons hit the three, which he never hits a three.
Did they stop the game? Is that like his third?
They stopped the game because it was the end of the game, but – I think it clinched the over, I believe.
It's like the
third. It was a meaningless three. Didn't have to do it, and he takes it. He never takes threes. Jacks it up before the buzzer.
Yeah,
it meant nothing to the result of the game.
Yeah.
But I believe it clinched the over.
But
and the over-under. So there are a lot of people that were throwing money in the air or throwing tickets on the floor, one or the other.
And it's crazy, right? Because he has the guts to take a meaningless three, but he doesn't have the guts. It's Maybe. Almost like Giannis. Giannis is hesitant, but he'll still pull the trigger. It's like Simmons like, nope, I can get to the basket. I'm going to set somebody else up. I'm not falling for that one. You're not going to rondo me early in Rondo's career. Nope. I know I'm open for a damn reason. But I tell you what, is Schroeder or Schroeder? I always say
Schroeder.
It wrong.
It's Schroeder. You pronounce it Schroeder. Yeah.
Why Schroeder? Who knew that he is the missing link? He's the linchpin, right? Because – since he's come back, it has given them another player that can attack,
yep.
Another guy that can space the floor, another player that can facilitate full
yep.
of brick. So it's like it's crazy that we thought that maybe this team and the depth was being exposed, but it seems like they'll be able to maintain with Schroeder as they try and figure out what they're going to do with AD and how they're going to play with AD. But
yeah,
I just felt bad for Golden State, man.
Why? They've got enough winning.
Yeah, that's true.
How do you feel bad for a franchise?
Because I thought this was the year. I thought this was the year that they were going to keep receipts, and I didn't realize Clay was that important.
Oh, because yeah. His defense?
But I'm saying you put Clay there, and they go from what they look like now to a NBA champion contender. And, like, I thought Oubre would kind of, like, not be Clay.
No.
But he could, I thought he would add, like, maybe half of the productivity that Clay had. And I'm like, well, why even keep this dude on the damn thing? Why even keep him on the damn team?
Well, we'll see if they end up moving him. But they were excited to get him. They thought he'd be an important piece because of his, you know, his two-way ability. But it just doesn't show. I've never really understood the fascination with Oubre as a player. I just felt like he was a marginal guy. Like, he had moments where he could be really good and then moments where he disappears. The biggest thing about any sport, as you know, Bart, is consistency. And that's what I think you see around the league right now, is you see a lack of that. And maybe it's a schedule. Who knows? But, like I said, you're seeing it set up. And the Lakers, you know, I think these last couple of games, LeBron is showing you that his battery just never seems to drain. It's fascinating to me, you know, to see a player like that who easily could just cruise control into the break, use every excuse he wants to use, and he doesn't.
Yeah, but
so you give him credit for that. There's no doubt about it.
Like, I played with Ray Lewis, right? And to me, Ray Lewis is arguably the greatest inside linebacker, better than Buckus, better than Lambert, better than Singletary.
All right.
And one thing that great players like that always have is a sense of history. So LeBron James understands that him taking time off, him taking plays off, him not showing up every single day only makes it more difficult for him to pass and lead in everything. So he's not thinking like, it's just crazy. Great players, like good players like me, think about the now and maybe a little bit ahead. He's thinking about legacy all the time. He's thinking about, man, I can't cheat one of these days because guess what? Kareem was available for a long time. Kareem put in work for a long time. So I gotta continue to play. I can't take days off because these are days and games, even if they're an easy game where we can win, these are games where I can pad my stats, where I got to try and close the distance on some of these great players that play forever. Right, so I think when LeBron does that, he's not doing it because he cares, you know, because he's like, oh, I don't want to cheat the people. No, he's got his eye on a bigger number, right? And he's finally looking at the top of the mountaintop, and he's seeing how close he is. He was like, man, I just got to keep this pace. If I keep this pace, and that's what keeps great players going, and that's what kept Ray Lewis going. That's why every Monday he was up at the office stealing my tackles, saying, hey, you know what I mean? That's my tackle. I need assist on that one.
Oh,
because he knew, oh yeah, he know all these little tackles adds up to his greatness and his final numbers. And LeBron's the same.
Now, can we just stop here for a minute? Do you forget what we talked about before the show?
We had a play. Yeah, but listen,
we had a play.
We had a play.
We had a play.
In the play.
We had a play.
Was,
you didn't execute the play. We had a play.
We are 8 minutes in, sir. So I was waiting to 10 so I can tell you that we don't want to talk all this LeBrick talk.
What are you waiting to 10
for?
I can't wait any longer.
We don't want to talk about Giannis. You got your New York shirt on. I'm watching all these people have a damn parade. Spike Lee is back. All of a sudden, he came out of his hole. You talk about the gopher seeing his shadow. Spike Lee has seen the light. Spike Lee's back. Everybody's excited around here. I mean, Knicks are in fourth damn place, and people are celebrating and having a damn parade. They are the toast of the town, and we are not even at the halfway mark. I mean, people are excited because they're not out of the playoff race, you know, in February, in March.
Yeah.
These guys are right
there
where they need to be.
Not out of the playoffs. Listen, and this is the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. As Bart just decided to go ISO there for a while, I don't know. We tried. We had a play. We wanted to set it up, but it didn't work out. But we get here now, and like I said, the call is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, I want you to listen. Now, last night the Knicks win, and they win easy in Detroit. Detroit's not a good team,
that's,
obviously.
That's why I didn't really run the play, because it kind of hurt me. You know what I mean? It's like, bittersweet.
Yeah, Detroit Piston. Yeah, they were not good. But the Knicks get a win in a back-to-back. It was a gritty win. It was all about defense. They were really good. And they get the W they need to get. It puts them one game over 500. Now, I know. Now, everybody is like, what's the big deal? You guys have to understand. A little perspective here, okay? Like, you understand, like, it's baby steps. We take baby steps. Baby steps to be incredible. Baby steps to trying to make the playoffs. Like, this isn't like overnight that you go from really bad for a number of years to all of a sudden fantastic. So these are the baby steps. So one game over 500 at this point of a season. Not even just March, because we know it's a shortened season and we know it started late. I'm talking about this many games, 35 games into a season. They haven't done that in 8 years. I understand that. I know it's one lousy game over 500. They haven't done it in 8 years. So understand this. Saturday night, outside Madison Square Garden, the Knicks with another gritty one. This one was over the Pacers, which is an important game. Outside the building, there was only 2,000 people allowed in the building for the game. Here's the scene. Listen to this, Bart. They just got to 500 with this win. And this is what it sounded like outside of Madison Square Garden after the game on a Saturday night in New York City. This is not three people. This is thousands of people outside of the garden.
Bart, honey, we're going streaking.
What does that? Yeah, we're going streaking in a quad. Everybody's going. Bart, what does that sound like when you hear just that little bit of a clip? Does that sound like to you, fans who are celebrating? Like what? Honestly,
they're
that
ecstatic.
Sounds like to me a they're fan base overjoyed. That just won a championship.
They're overjoyed, man. Like this, listen, they are so excited around here. There's so much energy around this team, and this team is so likable. I would wonder, and I would ask you, is this team now cool? Because that means something
you
totally
tell me.
Different.
You tell me. I'm a dork. I think they're cool, but I've always thought they were cool. Even when they lost, I was dumb enough to say, but they still are kind of cool.
But you know what I'm saying, and you know why I'm saying this, right? KD and Kyrie did not come here because they didn't think the Knicks were cool. Cold word, they didn't think they were a very well-run organization. But now, with Worldwide West, with everybody that they brought in, with Tibbs, they are a team that seem like they have a direction and seem like they have adults running the program. With that being said, now, if you're a fan, because we watched this happen with the Nets were a scrappy team, the same exact team the Knicks were. They were gritty.
2 years ago.
They were homegrown, and they fought their way into the playoffs. We knew they couldn't win, but they went in there and they fought. And that was a commercial. That was free advertising to all the people out there. Like, hey, man, we know we got the one thing that you need. We got the location. Now, finally, we have the adults in the room that can build it. And, man, watch the stars come. And they came. So, listen, it's like one of those things. Build it, and they will come. They're building it, and they just look like they don't look like a train wreck anymore. They're not a joke anymore, right? And all the teams in New York can kind of see this, right? We see this happening with the Mets. Let's see if now this can be the start for the Jets. The Giants have their stuff together. Let's see if the Knicks, in the way that they're constructed now, can start attracting people, stars. Not Giannis and all that stuff. I think those are pipe dreams. But I'm talking about Julius Randle came here, and we thought that maybe he was a guy that we wanted to get out of here. Now, not so much. Think he wants to stay. And now, can he attract other people to come? Like, you know what? That location's great. Can I play? We hear that story. Oladipo, Masked Singer, loves singing, right? Masked Singer. He out there. He thirsty. He a thirst bucket. You know how, like, you look on Instagram, you see those thirst buckets. They out there. They're just trying to get you to slide in their DMs. Man, I tell you what, Oladipo trying to slide in the Knicks DM so bad. You know, the reports are saying that he turned down, you know, the extension.
2 years. Yeah, Woj had a report. 2 year extension. So he clearly doesn't want to stay in Houston and be part of what, obviously, and they're in a major struggle right now, as you see. With the way they're losing.
Yeah, 11 straight.
But you know, what's the cost going to be? Because that's always the next thing with Knicks fans. It's always, okay, we're having a modicum of success. Now, can we trade for, you know, trade half our roster for a bunch of guys and take the next step? You got, like, again, this is baby steps. I don't like entertaining that. But Depot is a guy that I think you could get for a reasonable cost, and it could be an upgrade for you because you just need another guy that can attack. And I think he could be that guy. Now, again, what's it going to cost? But when you talk about Julius Randle, Bart, so Mike Breen yesterday on MSG Networks.
I'm sorry. Yes. I can't stop myself.
That's my guy. Mike Breen was doing the game last night for MSG Network. And he was relaying a story that also ESPN carried as well, where Kobe Bryant, who was teammates with Julius Randle when Julius was a rookie and then, you know, the second year, and he marveled at Randle's potential. He said, quote, he's Lamar Odom in a Zach Randolph body. Huh. and he said it's pretty phenomenal. And if you know those two players, you know that's a versatile player who pretty much a Swiss Army knife and Odom. And Zach Randolph, which was one of the most powerful power forwards, just unstoppable force. Guy didn't have to jump too high, but you couldn't do anything about it. Right? He could barely jump over a piece of paper, yet he'd make layup after layup on you, and there was nothing you could do about it because he just took space and was so strong. And that's Julius Randle this season. So, of course, that's the question. Is it enough? Do they have enough to finish the job now and make the playoffs? Which, if you think what you just heard, the celebrating, if you think that has New York excited, wait till you see if the day comes this season the Knicks clinch a playoff spot. Like, honestly, you don't like fans around the country have to understand this is at the level of Dallas Cowboy fans.
Right.
I mean, what would be a baseball equivalent to this? Would it be the Chicago Cubs?
Cubs.
Like, it's just there's just an irrational passion for a franchise, even when they just aren't good for long periods of time. This is one of those fan bases they just don't let go.
Yeah.
And when they have success, oh boy.
And they're loyal to the jersey. They're loyal to the franchise, not a player. Like, guys leave, they appreciate Melo, but they don't, not a lot of people that jump ship from the Knicks fans to start being Portland Trailblazers fans because Melo left and they love Melo. But this is going to be an important stretch for them, man, because, you know, I think you look at the Spurs, they're a team that's built like them. Gritty, got some star power, you know, well coached, and then they got the Pistons. But then that stretch between Milwaukee, Oklahoma, who always kind of is weird. Oklahoma, they owe Oklahoma. They got to take care of them because once you get to Brooklyn, Milwaukee, if they can just get one of those, they'll be okay, right? You got to store nuts.
As I said, Bart, there's teams that you try to beat. They're the elite teams that are above you. There's teams that you're supposed to beat. Those are the teams that are out of the top 10, right, of each conference. Those are the bad teams. Then there's teams you have to beat. And those are the ones that you're contending for a playoff spot with. Now, beating the Pacers, that took care of one team, right? Now, you won the season series on them. Tiebreaker, you own it. So that's one less team you got to worry about when it comes to tiebreaker. They've got to continue to do that in the second half, no doubt about it. But I will say this. Quinn Snyder has done a fantastic job with the Jazz this year. Everybody believes he should be coach of the year. But if Tom Thibodeau gets this team to the playoffs, he's got to be in the conversation because blood from a stone. That's what he's getting right now. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks have started to get it right with all the Kristaps Porzingis stuff going on. They end up beating the Nets, who didn't have Kyrie Irving on Saturday night. But they still
– set fool's goal.
But Luka's playing well again. He's playing great, and it's hard not to notice how well he's playing. He just turned 22 years old. Now that's become a discussion about his greatness at such an early age, a precociousness. The precocious neophyte, as Clyde Frazier would say. So – you know, Greeny has talked about this today on his show, but just listen to James Harden after the game against the Nets and the compliments that he serves up to Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic, he's you know, obviously he plays at his own pace, and I mean, there are some similarities. You know, he never lets anyone speeds him up, and he gets what he wants. You know, and that's rare for a guy, you know, at a young age. I think he's, 21 years old, to be able to dictate the game and control the game like he does. So, obviously, we all know he has a very, very bright future, and the Mavs got a special one.
Right. Mavs got a special one. But I remember when the Knicks had a unicorn and a special one, too, and his patience grew thin. And
KD said that. Remember KD said that about Porzingis? He said he specially called him a unicorn.
Exactly. And what happened was he grew tired. Because if I'm Luka, no matter how great I am, I don't have my Batman. I'm Batman. I don't have my Robin. Mm. Not one I can depend on. Right? So you haven't done a good enough job in surrounding me, superstar, that can be around here forever. So I wonder at what point, if they don't get it fixed, because now expectations were high with how great they played in the bubble, man. They had the Clippers on the ropes, and they could have knocked them out. Porzingis got hurt. So I want to say every time that Luka looks up and he's playing well, Robin's hurt. So at what point does he say, listen, I need another star. We got to move this guy if we can. But I need a third star because I can't depend on the second star. I can't depend on him to be my rock. He's not my rock. He's never available. Because if you lose this young, talented player, or he says, hey, I'm not going – if he pulls an AD, like, no, I'm not about to sit up here and waste my career sitting here in an organization that can't provide me with the talent around me to be successful, then, you know, Dallas can have a problem on their hands if they don't figure this thing out.
That's exactly the point, is they've got to figure it out, because if you have a guy who is worth building around, well, now your job is to build around him and do it properly. They've made a trade for Porzingis, and at this point, the question is that the best number two, like you said, or do they have to upgrade? If they do, those are a lot of changes they have to make. Now, they're at 500 right now. They're in the top 10 in the conference. They are 16-16. The Grizzlies are also at 500. And then there's Zion and the Pelicans, who everybody is wanting so bad to talk about. Zion, he's so great. Zion, the point guard. Zion this, Zion that. Zion's team's 14-19. So can we dial that back just a little bit? So here's the question. It's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Greeny asked it. I'm going to ask it of you as well. Who's the player you would want to build your NBA franchise around for the next 10 years? Now, Luka seems to be the popular answer. Some people brought up Zion. Would you have either of these guys or someone else? That's something we certainly can discuss going forward. A lot of football to get to. Louis Riddick is going to join us at 1 o'clock. And we got a lot to discuss with him, including Russell Wilson and the idea that he's probably going to be on the move at some point. Deshaun Watson and how both sides digging in. Will there ever be a moving point between these two? And I'll tell you what, there's something about Russell Wilson to the Dallas Cowboys that to me sounds like a no-go. Why would you do that if you're Russell Wilson? So we got football to get into, plenty more. We want to get your calls. That'll be next, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You ready to go, Bart, on a Monday?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm reloaded.
That is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. Alan Han, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. How about this tweet to at Bart and Han on Twitter? Enter the Dragon, which, by the way, fantastic name. He said, I love your show.
Comic book punk.
I love your show. You and Bart have great synergy together, but let's be real. The Nets run the city. He said, come on, man. We have to appreciate greatness while we have it. Three of the biggest stars in New York, and y'all are hyped about an average, at best, first-round playoff team.
Has he watched the national media?
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. The Nets have three stars on that team.
Yes.
And yet the buzz, generally, now, again, nationally it's different because there's a lot of KD fans, there's a lot of Harden fans, and they probably have all gravitated to watch that team. So they might consume. You might get more consumption of Nets product on the national scale than you do locally. It's like if Macy's was selling Nets and selling Knicks, they'd sell out on 34th Street. But the Macy's in, you know, San Francisco and L.A. and Chicago would probably sell more Nets.
Of course.
Right?
People love winners, and they love champions, and they love great players. And the Knicks, just a scrappy old team, much like my Pistons, just a good, scrappy, good team without a real superstar. So, of course, you're not going to sell average players or good players. You sell great players. None of those dudes got shoe deals. None of those dudes got shoes you can go cop. You can go cop the Hardens. You can go cop the KDs and the Kyries and the Bruce Lees and all those colors that they have, and they're fun. But, man – don't we love when somebody exceeds expectations? We expected the Nets to do this, right? So it's like, okay, we're bored, right? Call me and let me know what's going on during the playoffs.
We'll see you in June. Yeah, exactly.
I don't care about that. Like, yo, but, man, you talk about a fun story, a fun ride during the regular season? Man, give me the Knicks all day.
It's where it is. I mean, it's the truth. Again, locally versus nationally. There's no doubt about that. Tito's in Miami. What's up, Tito?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, just calling. I wanted to talk about the Knicks, man. I'm definitely a huge Knicks fan, hardcore, I could say. Especially living in Miami, it's not so easy dealing with the Heat fans. But
I bet.
You know, I don't want to talk about trades. You know, I'm sick and tired of like Knicks fan. Like, let's be real. Like, if we're not gonna trade, we can't make a trade right now that's gonna help us compete like the Nets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Oladipo could potentially be out there. He wants to move.
Depending on what you got, I'm not giving up a first round pick for Oladipo. I don't have to because most of the league can't trade a first. I would give you the Detroit second, which is going to be like, you know, like it's pick number 32. And Bart, you say in the NFL draft, right? That Jets pick is like having another first round pick,
exactly.
Right? That second round
exactly.
pick
exactly.
because you're
pick.
Right there at 32. So if you want to do something like that, I would do that. But I am not giving you a first round pick for Oladipo if I don't have to. I can wait till the offseason and sign him. To be honest with you. But that's what Knicks fans do. Vince in Staten Island. Shaolin, what's up, Vince?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
I was actually calling about the Knicks for the same thing. I don't think that we should at all set ourselves back by trading any amount of picks for Bradley Beal or even a player like R.J. Barrett, just from how the team's been playing together. And actually, the team actually also has been playing better with Alfred Payton out. So do you think they should do something with maybe Payton, try to trade him for somebody?
You can't really trade Payton unless he waives. He has a no-trade clause because of a stipulation. They ended up not picking up his option and then re-signing him. Well, no, because it's just a rule in the CBA. They had an option for him. They didn't pick up the option, and then they ended up re-signing him again.
Okay.
So it's sort of a player thing where you can't mess with a guy and like keep doing this. So they allow the player to have the no-trade clause. Now, he could say, I don't want to sit on the bench, so send me to a team where I could play. He could waive it. We'll see. But that's why I'm saying I'm in agreement as well. I don't think they should, but this is what Knicks fans do.
But is it
Knicks
a move?
Fans can't help it. They now want to get that next huge – Bradley Beal's not going anywhere.
Right.
Okay?
So,
he's not being traded.
So not Bradley Beal, but like I'm saying, Oladipo may not make you a championship contender, but he can help you get out of the first round.
You got to get to the playoffs first. Yeah,
yes,
I said
yes,
baby
yes.
steps.
Yeah, so, I mean, a move like Oladipo and all the culture is a second-round pick, and he's on an expiring contract, so if it doesn't work out, you don't have to worry about him after that, and maybe giving up a guy like Neal Akina, who kind of really don't have a spot that's fighting for minutes now.
Well, he's playing right
well.
Now, but you're right.
He's played well. His defense has been good. The steal he had the other day after, you know, Rose kind of deflected. It was great, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we know that he's good like that, but if you can upgrade that, you can turn a second-round pick in Neal Akina into Oladipo to kind of see what that looks like.
But Derrick Rose back on the bench because you know he can't play a ton of minutes.
Man, right.
And he goes back there. He and Quickly go back there, and they can resume what they're doing off the bench. And then you have a guy like Oladipo who can attack and score. He can actually shoot a three a little bit. You know, could it work? And he's a bit of a dog. I mean, if you get him with Thibodeau and you can get him in the right mentality, I think he'd fit. You have to – see, I as much as a lot of Knicks fans don't want to hear this, you have to follow a bit of what the Miami Heat have, their blueprint, which is we're not going to get certain stars because certain stars don't want to be part of our culture.
They don't want to work.
And
they want to be
demand.
In Pat Riley's shape. Pat Riley's shape is different.
Thank you. Jimmy Butler fit that mentality. And you've got to find – if you're going to find any other players, you got to find the dogs that'll fit that type of mentality. Meanwhile, like we were mentioning, the conversation about Luka Doncic, he turns 22. Mm-hmm. Is he a guy that you start your franchise with? Is he that guy? If you – for the next 10 years, name a player that you would start – your franchise with, and there's a bunch of different names you can have, including Zion and others, and we were kicking that around as well. Bart, if there's a player in the league right now that you would get for the next 10 years, this is my guy. Who would it be?
I got two, and I'm kind of conflicted, but like Kobe said, you know, stop playing like a light-skinned player. I like that these guys play like a light-skinned player because these dudes are ballers. Give me Devin Booker or give me Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum's 22, Devin Booker's 23. You know what I mean? They ballers. And they
Tatum can play, man.
And they just scratching the surface.
And Tatum's clutch, too, by the way.
Yes.
And how many times late in the game does he get it done? He's pretty clutch. That's not that's a really good comparable. He does it at both ends of the floor. They've got to figure it out there in Boston, by the way.
I had a chance to date his moms, too, and I messed up, man. I could have had me a rich stepson. I remember him when he was like two years old, man, running around while I was playing spades, man. Who knew?
Really?
Who knew? How about that? Who knew that he was going to grow up to be a stud?
Who knew? That's actually, and who knew that that was even an opportunity for you, too? It's a great story to share. But Booker is a guy I don't think we know enough about yet because of where he's played, and he just puts up numbers. And even this year with some winning, they're crediting Chris Paul, not him, for that winning. You know who I'm going to say before we grab some calls on this? I'm going to say no one. I'm going to say no one. 10 years? 10 years? You're telling me this is for the next 10 years?
Yeah, I can't trust.
Here's the problem in the NBA, guys. There's no LeBron. There's no next one. See, we got spoiled here. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, begat Michael Jordan, begat Shaq, begat Kobe, begat LeBron. There's nothing, there's no begat after LeBron. Now, is it Cade Cunningham? We don't know. Is it Jalen Suggs? You know, there's some talent coming out of college in this draft that's piquing my interest as guys that could be those guys. Because, see, you have to understand, LeBron and what makes him special is that not only did he have the IQ for the game, the passion for the game, he was maniacal about his work. He also physically, he's a prototype player, physically, 6'8", 240. Can you know, jump out of the gym, run faster than you. Like he had all of those things as well.
Then learned how to shoot.
And he taught himself how to shoot or became a better shooter as his career went on.
Not free throws.
When you're giving me names like Luka Doncic, I'm looking at him and saying, the guy's special, no doubt about it. But when Zach Lowe tells me on Get Up This Morning, pay no attention to his bad shooting percentage because he takes a lot of bad shots, what the hell is that? Zach, all due respect, that's a big part of what you do. That's like telling me a quarterback, oh, pay no attention to his QBR. Right? Don't forget, don't worry about his QBR. Like, I have to worry about
every
that.
Every once in a while, he throws some bad balls. He throws in a triple coverage, yeah. But it's okay. Don't worry about
Jameis
it.
Jameis Winston is the best quarterback in the league. Don't worry about the interceptions. That's, you know, that's just going to happen.
5,000 yards. 5,000.
So there's no player like that. Zion Williamson, he's not as all-around of a player. There are weaknesses. Giannis, there are weaknesses. Although, and I'm not saying they're not great, but like I've told people before, there is a penthouse, and not everybody's allowed in it when it comes to greatness in the NBA. And I don't see a player coming up that once LeBron does call it a career, that's going to be able to carry the league the way he did and has from Kobe. The torch has been passed on and on. I don't know who the next guy is. I'm just being honest. This is not hate on players. This is just reality. Of course I want to have that next one. It's exciting when you have that next player who's, this guy's the best in the league every single year. But we've had a pretty good run here since 1980. And that run's about to stop unless someone suddenly emerges that we didn't see it coming. That's what we're waiting for. All right, we'll get some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Louis Riddick's going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll get into a lot of NFL with him, and he's outstanding to have. Coming up as we take some calls, we also will discuss something we saw on Sunday. Usually it's Red Sunday for Tiger, but he wasn't there. That doesn't mean it wasn't Red Sunday for golf. We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, brought to you by Goodyear, celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for offers. So, Bart, before we get back to some calls, there was something that was pretty cool that happened yesterday in the world of golf, and let's make that our Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger. Tiger Woods put out a tweet, so he was definitely watching, and said it was touching to see that there's so many players wearing his trademark Sunday red for the final round of the WGC Workday Championship. Now, this, as we know, last week he went through that terrible car accident, needing emergency surgery, and hopefully that he can recover from something that massive damage to his right leg, right? His ankle and leg.
Yeah.
So he tweeted, quote, "It's hard to explain how touching today was when I turned on the TV and saw all the red shirts. To every golfer and every fan, you are truly helping me get through this tough time." It's a great scene as they're showing it right now on ESPN Plus. You're seeing all the various golfers wearing red. And as you know, like most golfers, they don't want to see that red shirt on Sunday because that meant Tiger was coming for the victory.
Exactly.
But this was more of an homage to a guy who has been one of the great players in the history of the sport.
And that's a great thing about sports. Like, we're all competitors, right? And we all compete against each other. But we're in a very, very unique and very, very small fraternity. Right. And, you know, it's an appreciation for getting to that level and somebody that has meant so much for the sport. The fact that these golfers are getting paid the certain amounts that they're getting paid is because Tiger took the sport to another level. So in essence, you want to defeat him, you want to beat him, but also you have an appreciation for him for, you know, making the sport. I'm sure he inspired a lot of those guys to even pick up a golf club as they were fans of his. Right. And now he's, you know, their competitor. But being able to just do a small gesture like that can kind of, you know, help him out in his journey as they know the path in which that he has in front of him, ahead of him, and not knowing if they'll ever see him on a court as a competitor ever again, you know, is a great gesture just to try and lift his spirits up and let him know, hey, we feel you, we love you, and get well soon.
Right, that we're thinking about. There's no doubt about it. Wish you were here, certainly for true. All right, that is Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger, with surprise and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call, click, Grainger.com/safety, or just stop by.
Breaking news. Can't wait. Breaking news coming.
Go ahead. You go ahead. Well, I'll tell you what. It's Bart and Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hahn Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline. Lewis Riddick going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. What do you got for us, Bart Scott?
J.J. Swat.
Yes.
Is signing with. Dun, dun, dun. Come on, brothers. No, not his brother. He's going to Arizona.
Really?
Arizona is where he's going. J.J. Swat to Arizona, and he's going to pair that with, arguably, if Chandler Jones comes back, man, what a good defensive line that can be. Murray, I'll tell you what, that division in which Russell Wilson is talking about, hey, man, give me some support, is getting better and better and better and better.
I got a take on the Russell Wilson thing, but first of all, can I be completely blunt and tell you that this is the least exciting breaking news?
Yeah, that is true.
J.J. Watt telling me he's going to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, great. See you, man.
Yeah, they must have offered the most money.
Unless you're in Phoenix, and God bless you, Phoenix. I love that city.
They love us in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's exciting. Oh, they love you. That's exciting for the Arizona Cardinals.
All right? It's not exciting for the league. I want to see what the Chiefs
great for them. My boy Gambo out there, I've known him forever. He's going to be all fired up today about it.
Yeah, yo boy.
But around the NFL, is anybody else going, wow, that's just, wow, oh, let's talk about all the possibilities with the Arizona Cardinals? Ain't nobody doing that.
Yeah.
Nobody. Now, we just lost Lewis Riddick, so I'm even more mad.
We lost Riddick.
Because we're supposed to have him. Well, this news breaks, so guess what? Yeah. SportsCenter's got to take him. They get precedence. We're pushed down. We don't get Lewis Riddick. So you know what we're going to do instead? I'm going to have you tell me about this move.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you what I think of Russell Wilson and this whole idea that he could end up in Jerry World. And what a disaster that would be. Yeah, I said it. Disaster, everybody. I will explain. We will also take your calls because all you Knicks fans want to shout out. NBA fans, too. We got you. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.